Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, you will not be disappointed. Stay with us for the next 3 hours. You're sure to enjoy yourself. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am fantastic. Fantastic. Got to see one great championship game yesterday. Caitlin Clark against Dawn Staley in South Carolina. And today I'm looking forward to this big game between UConn and Purdue. So I'm excited.
Awesome.
I'm excited. Yes.
You know what's crazy to me today is that it was 50 years ago that Hank Aaron passed Babe Ruth. I cannot believe.
50 years ago today?
Today, April 8th, 1974. I remember watching it. And it was a big deal back then. You know that, Chris.
Oh,
nobody
yeah.
ever thought that anyone would pass Babe Ruth. That number 714 home runs, we thought that was cemented.
Yep.
And that was a big deal. There's two calls. Vince Scully has a call on it, Chris. But Milo Hamilton has the call. And the other one is, if you watch the video, Chris, Craig Sager was a Braves reporter back then. Did you know
really?
That? On television.
I think I've heard
You've
that.
Seen, yeah, he's on. He's front and center, you know, with Hank Aaron after he hits the home run. And the other thing that gives me goosebumps to this very day, if you guys haven't seen it, just go and YouTube it or whatever. And yeah, and we are going to talk about it in about 45 minutes, but the way his mother hugs him gives me goosebumps. It's just, it's a mother, his mother and father were there, Chris. The father comes, you know what I mean, hugs his son.
Right.
But the way his mother hangs on to him is, it gives me goosebumps every time I see it. It was just pure love. A mother, you know, a mother and a son, you know this, a father and a daughter and mothers and sons, you know how they go. And the way she hugs him when he hits that home run is amazing. So,
okay. But we will talk about that later.
Yep.
Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew on the ones and twos. Mary, Mary!
She survived her big party for her birthday this weekend.
I was disappointed that you didn't show up.
She said it was lame.
She said some people she invited didn't show up, including you.
Yeah, that's true. It was pretty lame.
Aww. If Rob was there, it wouldn't have been lame.
No, yeah. You should have told me. You know.
It would have been very lame.
Well, I mean, it was like kind of like I woke up the next day. And I definitely, like, didn't remember a lot of, like, what happened. But, like, all I do remember is I was, like, cuddling a bag of, like, Oreos.
Oh, wow.
So, like, it was still, like, lame.
Wow. Man, next time I will. Number 21.
But the important thing is you're 21.
Number 22, I'll show.
Blessed to see 21, so yes. I'm not even complaining.
Absolutely. All right. On the social media, the great Elijah Sabunia.
Did you say Rob G's our producer? You didn't even say
that. Not yet. Can you relax?
All right.
I mean, do I have to do it all in the same order?
Yes.
No. See, you got to just roll with me. I got it covered. On the production, running things, the super producer, Rob G, in the house. And on the updates, who is it? Is it our man Steve DeSager?
It's Steve DeSager with a new haircut.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Let him take a little off the top. Looking good. Looking a little younger.
It's good to have hair off the top that can be taken off when you're our age. So.
Yep. And Steve didn't dye his. It's just natural.
That's interesting. All right, Rob. I said it. The big game. South Carolina prevails over Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Great for Dawn Staley. Third championship for her, Rob. They go undefeated 38-0. Fantastic finish for Dawn Staley this season. And, of course, coming back last year from the 36-1 season when they lost to Iowa in the Final Four and getting that revenge. And Dawn Staley, Rob, very gracious in victory. And she said some incredibly kind words about Caitlin Clark. Here she is.
Personally, thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. She carried a heavy load for our sport, and it just is not going to stop here on the collegiate tour. But when she is the number one pick in the WNBA draft, she's going to lift that league up as well. So Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you one of the GOATs of our games, that we appreciate you.
Rob, obviously it's easy to be gracious in victory, but she didn't have to say that.
No,
she
could have just. I was going to say that's the gracious way to win, Chris.
Absolutely.
For real. I'm dead serious. She doesn't have to take away any shine from her players and her moment. It's their moment. They won. She doesn't have to do that. And it wouldn't be – nobody would frown upon it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
If you're celebrating what you were able to accomplish. And for her to take the time to do that was fantastic. It just was.
And she recognized that while, of course, there are many great women's players in college this year – and there have been, obviously, for decades. She recognized, though, that the one who's really driving this resurgence the most is Caitlin Clark. And a lot of people you talk to, Robin, we're going to get into this in the third hour. But, you know, you start talking about Caitlin Clark, and they start talking about all the other great players. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want to give her too much credit. And so I give Dawn Staley, you know, a lot of props for what she said. But anyway, Caitlin Clark, Rob, she had 30 points, 18 in the first quarter. It looked like Iowa might get a win the way she started, but it wasn't to be. But, Rob, we talked about it. Could she be the GOAT without a ring? I think both of us said no. I just got to be consistent. When we talk about the GOAT quarterback in NFL history, the GOAT college male college player of all time in basketball, the GOAT NBA player. Rings is not the only thing, but it's a factor. And Rob, Dan Marino, we've had many people say he was the best they've ever seen.
He was in a conversation for a while, Chris. Yeah, he was.
Right, but I mean, we look at it now like it was, he was great, but not even one ring, you just can't be in the discussion. And we've talked about Aaron Rodgers, obviously another one who's awesome and an all-time great. But with just one ring, he's really not in that discussion. And so I think Rob, Caitlin Clark, she can be on the periphery of the conversation. And I think she should be because of the impact, but she cannot be the GOAT in my book.
I just think that it is so overused and it has been worn out. Even Staley saying she's one of the GOATs. There's no such thing.
Well, technically, think about it. One of the greatest of all time.
Nah,
I agree with you that we talk about one person.
Well,
but you can actually, you can say that.
She can say, if she says she's one of the greats, that's fine. But if the greatest of all time is one person or one.
But can you say one of the greatest of all time?
I just think she could say she's one of the greats. But what people want to hand out more than one GOAT title. That's why you lose me. Like somebody's the greatest. You got to make a pick, Chris. It ain't life or death. It ain't right or wrong. Everybody has different criteria. Why can't you just pick one person? I don't. What is so hard about that? Okay, if you want to pick Kareem as your GOAT, that's fine, and you make a case for Kareem, that's fine.
You know
you
want why to
pick
she
LeBron?
Doesn't.
You want to pick somebody? Yeah. I mean, go ahead. But there's only one GOAT. Stop it.
She doesn't because she doesn't have a radio or TV show like us.
Okay.
In her position, she doesn't have to. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, I know,
she
but, you, have but to. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I just
when
I just,
you want to, if you want to, if you're going to talk about it like a debate,
yes,
then don't just kill the conversation at the beginning and be like, oh, there's really no GOAT. It's
right.
A lot. Well, of course, we know there's an official GOAT ranking. All right, there's no, and
right.
You can have your opinion. It's just a discussion.
And to say that she's, hey.
But I get what she's saying.
Caitlin Clark is one of the greats in women's college basketball. You say it that way, no one is going to argue with that, Chris, because that's a correct statement that she's one of the greats. And then you could say, my God, you know, all these different people have contributed so much to the game. But at this point, right here, right now, Caitlin has done an unbelievable job of elevating our sport and having more people tune in, you know, to watch women's college basketball in a long time or ever. You know what I mean? Like that,
yeah.
That's something. But you can't discount poo-poo winning and things like that. Because
you agree that you have to have,
you have
a
to
ring.
At least. I bring up Marv Levy all the time, Chris, because
right. –
You
well,
can't.
And Rob,
and he
and
went
she,
to four straight Super Bowls. Marv Levy, you know what
and,
I mean.
And Caitlin Clark went to two straight championships.
Right. That's not to me. That is not. It's not about getting there. It's about winning. And you don't have to win every single time, but you can't be in that conversation without winning.
Interestingly, Rob, obviously she was the Gatorade National Player of the Year as a senior, I believe. She never won a state championship in high school. So that's interesting, as great as she was, obviously. But yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I think, but here's the question. Is she the most impactful women's player ever? It's hard to say because everybody, Cheryl Miller was impactful because she kind of put college basketball on the map, Rob. You know what I mean? Women's college basketball. I mean, nobody was paying much attention to it until her. But... like I said at the beginning, and as Dawn Staley recognized, I mean, she's driving this thing. And we talked about it a lot last week. Will this translate to the WNBA? I think a good question, Rob, is will, maybe an even better question, is will the college tournament next year for women be close to this? I don't think you can say it'll be as good. But will it be anything close to this? Some of it might depend on what Juju Watkins ends up doing next season. You know, how dominant is she? If she's incredibly dominant throughout the season and, you know, just playing a breathtaking style, then maybe. But it's of course it's going to fall off some. The question I think, Rob, is will it fall off a great deal and kind of go back close to what it was before?
Well, that's what I think, Chris, and that's where you could really gauge your impact. if this is just a one-time deal, a unicorn, people just want to see the logo threes, and then next year women's college basketball goes back to what it was, then right. It was just about her. She really didn't have a huge impact because it didn't change. I'm not poo-pooing
well,
her.
Well, I don't think you take her impact away,
no,
right?
No, 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 but
I
mean, I'm talking about on college,
change the game.
On women's college basketball is what I'm saying. Impactful means next year they're getting big numbers too because everybody still wants to see Juju and these other players because she turned them on to it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, but what about – so I don't agree with that definition because when Jordan left the NBA, the ratings fell off. You know what I mean? So does that mean he didn't have that impact?
No,
I don't
but
think
I'm,
you mean that.
No, I'm talking about the record setting numbers. I don't. Michael Jordan had record setting numbers in college basketball.
No, I'm talking about the NBA.
When he left
the NBA, the ratings went down.
Yeah, but the game had progressed and moved forward and became bigger. In NBA, in American sports history, in sports, I think it became bigger. I'm just saying, I don't know what the impact yet is with women's college basketball. We'd have to wait next year. Not just TV.
That's going to be on the rest of the players. I think her impact is cemented. It's really the rest of the players. Can they carry that momentum that she got? She got the train rolling. Now, can they keep it going? I think that's what it is. And is the public just as interested? All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Caitlin Clark falls in the NCAA title game. Can she be the GOAT with no ring? And what is her real impact on women's basketball? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromised. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Can Caitlin Clark be the GOAT without a ring? Your thoughts?
All right. Let's kick it off with Gene in Boise. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Gene?
Hi, Chris and Rob. Thank you for taking my call. Been listening to you for the last year or so, and I really enjoy you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
So, regarding Ms. Clark, you may not be able to call her the GOAT, but you have to call her one of the GOATs. When you consider how she transformed the game of women's college basketball, ticket prices, viewership, sponsors, maybe people even like myself who really watched that sport from a distance, I was all in the last couple of years, man. You cannot discount that.
No one
is. Associate the title a GOAT.
But that doesn't make it the greatest of all time, Gene.
He's saying one of the greatest of all time.
I said that.
That's a legitimate statement.
You could call her a great, college basketball great, but when you talk about the GOAT, the greatest of all time, who is the greatest of all time? We don't list eight people. I mean, we don't. So now because Caitlin didn't win, we now want to add four people to the GOAT conversation. That's not how it goes. She lost. She lost.
One counterpoint, though, is she's done some things that no other college women's player has done when you consider what she's brought.
And she's also done something that a lot of great women's college basketball players have done. She hasn't won, okay?
So I think, Rob, you're getting hung up on just the term GOAT. GOAT stands for greatest of all time. So when you say she's one of the GOATs, I mean, that's grammatically correct. There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
But when if you press somebody to say who is the GOAT,
she's not.
She's not. I don't know. I want to hear if anybody thinks she is. Now, Rob, she's the best I've seen. But you still got to have some accomplishments team-wise. If we do that in football, Rob, where in football, it is actually you're more reliant on your teammates to win than you are in basketball even.
I just think, Chris, this is what happens when the person they wished had won didn't win, and they want to include her in that. That's all. And I'm not against her.
But I think she should be included in the conversation.
You could say she's one on the greats, but everyone will talk about everything other than winning a championship. She did this. She did this with the TV ratings. She did this with that. That's fine. That's fine. Steph Curry was something to see too when he's playing at Davidson in the tournament. Chris, they didn't win anything. Nobody said Steph Curry's one of the greatest college basketball players ever. What he did with Davidson was unbelievable.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Steph didn't win. Nobody tried to crown him the greatest college player ever. He was incredible. I covered a lot of that Davidson during that run. Scott, in Pennsylvania, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Gentlemen,
how are you?
What's up?
I would just like to have a question. GOAT, non-GOAT, not sure. Like Chris says, she might be one of the best I've ever seen. And I didn't see Cheryl Miller in her prime. I was a little young for that. But do you find it more impressive her taking a non-powerhouse team to two back-to-back championship games, or watching the Bird and Taurasi show? And they were kind of busted on her. Or them all joining together and just continuing to win. What do you find?
I think that's a good question. Here's what I'll say. Because obviously, look, most of the women that won two or three or even four championships like Breonna Stewart, they went to these powerhouse programs. They won them at UConn or Tennessee. Cheryl Miller won two at USC, but they had Cynthia Cooper, Paula and Pam McGee, who were they were full of All-Americans too. And when they left, Miller didn't win it her junior and senior year. So I just want to put that out there. But here's the thing. There have been a few, like Cheryl Swoops, who we actually had on the show last week. She didn't go to a powerhouse. She went to Texas Tech, and she led them to a championship. So it has been done in women's basketball where just one great player – led a team that wasn't a blue blood to the championship. You can look at it two ways. You can say, you know, well, it's easier for the women to win it at UConn or Tennessee. But here's the thing, Rob, and I think you'll agree with me. If a Diana Taurasi or a Shamika Holzclaw or Candace Parker or Maya Moore, somebody, if they had gone to another school where they were the show, I mean, honestly, they probably put up numbers similar or close to what Caitlin Clark does. I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you look in the top, we know she's the number one leading scorer in women's basketball history and all college players or Division I NCAA. But there are no UConn or Tennessee players, Rob, in the top 10 because they shared the ball. It's similar to the NBA. Larry Bird is not in the top 10 scores. I got to look. He might not even be in the top 20 anymore. Magic, you know, is up there. Magic is like seventh in assists now. But their numbers aren't as good, but they won. And they were the reason their teams won. And so I just think, you know, you can say, oh, she would have won it with a bunch of, you know, lesser players versus guys that players that won it with superstars. But their numbers suffered, Rob, because they sacrificed numbers kind of to win.
Yep. Let's squeeze one more in, Chris. We got Perry from Louisville. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Perry?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Yep. I think I agree with Rob in the fact that if she doesn't have a ring, I don't think she can be considered the GOAT. But I think she can be in the conversation. And to me, that's significant in itself. And then also, as far as her impact, I mean, I'll put her up there with Woods, Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps. He had a huge impact, ring or no ring. And, you know, at least from the people in my circles, you know, she brought a lot of eyes to the table. And we're kind of watching next year for Juju and this next crop of stars. So.
I doubt the numbers are going to be the same. I'll be stunned.
But that's not even.
No. I
just think if they're half of that, Rob, they're tremendous.
Yeah. I'm just saying. 18, I'll believe it when I see it.
If they get 9 next year, that'll be huge.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I might not have even watched it if she had drunk. I mean, maybe, you know, I was into South Carolina a little bit, you know. But, yeah, she brought it. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Here's Steve DeSager with the update. Steve.
Hello, gentlemen. We got the Yankees up 7-0 against the Marlins in the bottom of the sixth.
Are bad. Wow.
That is correct.
This is going to be 1-10?
1-10 if they lose tonight. And Juan Soto, 2-for-2 with a double and a homer and a walk and 3 RBIs. We will have more baseball in a minute.
And Chris, they got rid of their GM after they made the playoffs last year. You remember they wanted to demote her? What's her name? Ng?
Yeah. Kim Ng used to work for the Dodgers.
And the Yankees. Unbelievable.
And MLB, yeah. That's right. She's worked with Joe Torre for many, many years. College Hoops Men's National Championship game is tonight. Tips off in Arizona, 9:20 Eastern time. Number one and defending champion UConn against one seed from its region, Purdue. As for the Huskies, they have a tournament record, 11 straight double-digit victories up until this past weekend in the Saturday semifinal. Until then, UConn had trailed for less than 30 seconds total in the tournament in their four games this year. Yesterday's women's final did draw a record 18.7 million TV viewers as number one South Carolina, 38-0, defeated Iowa. It was the most watched basketball game since 2019, men's or women's, college or pro. John Calipari is finalizing a 5-year deal to coach Arkansas. Eric Musselman had left in the last week to join USC as head coach. Kentucky freshman Aaron Bradshaw entered the transfer portal. The NBA is off tonight. The regular season ends on Sunday. 14 games tomorrow night. The play-in tournament begins Tuesday the 16th. Just 2 NHL games this evening. And Rob, I am so glad you brought up that tonight is the anniversary of the Hank Aaron home run where he passed Babe Ruth's record. And you also noticed, as he crossed home plate that night after hitting the home run, not just that his parents were on the field, but the hug he got from his mom.
Chris, it is. Am I right, Steve? It is one of the most, Chris, and you remember, There were death threats against him.
Well, remember that guy ran out there?
Yeah, he didn't even know.
On
the bases. That guy could have stabbed him. You know what I mean? Right, two guys. But his mother would not let go, Steve. I get goosebumps when I see that video.
It was a huge hug, arms around him. And 30 years ago, I got a video documentary of Hank Aaron's life called Chasing the Dream. And Aaron's mom was interviewed 30 years ago. And in this video, she says, after all the death threats that Hank got, she gave him the huge hug on the field and held on in case he would be shot.
Oh.
And I said, well, I got to die with him. Let me go down with him. Me and him go together.
Me and him go together.
Is that unbelievable, Chris? A mother would, you know what I mean? Like if somebody were to shoot him from the stands or something. Crazy.
Well, that, Rob, makes what Hank Aaron did all the more impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, both you guys know the letters he was getting.
The threats against
his
kids.
The phone calls he was getting. Yeah, and that was at a time where it might happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like,
in the South?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to still be able to focus like that and break the record and continue to play great baseball, I mean, that's...
And remember the context when Roger Maris broke the single-season home run record of Babe Ruth over a decade earlier. His health suffered and his hair was falling out.
Right.
And he didn't have this aspect of all the pressure.
No, he just had the pressure that nobody wanted him.
He was in a Yankee uniform.
To beat Babe's record, and people hated him.
I love the fact that, you know, they were playing the Dodgers that night, and in Vin Scully, the greatest baseball announcer ever, Vin Scully's call, he mentions a black man in the Deep South is getting a standing ovation.
Vin Scully had it, Chris, the historical. Milo's is just a baseball call, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's great. But Vin Scully put the context of what it meant, and then I remember part of his thing he says, you know, what a great moment. I want to say
for baseball, the world,
right? And he really put a stamp on what a big deal it was.
And Vin Scully also, as he grew up, loved the sound of crowd noise. Used to, as a little boy, position himself under the big radio in the living room at his house so he could have the crowd noise envelop over him. He always used it to such great effect in his calls, including this one. He says when the ball went out and he made the call, he literally took his headsets off and walked to the back of the booth.
Wow, and just
later,
let it go.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's he going to say that's better than what you're hearing? Exactly.
Right,
and then he actually put the mic headsets on and topped it.
Thanks, Steve. That was 50 years ago, Chris, tonight.
It was a Monday night. It was Monday Night Baseball with Kurt Gowdy.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah. Were you covering that, Rob?
No, I was.
By the way, I noticed
I did watch it. In
looking up about Hank Aaron's mom, Estella Aaron, I found the article when she passed away 2008. It was April 8th, 2008 was the article when she passed away at 96.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Wow. Thank you, Steve, for that insight.
Yep. All right. The iCouple is live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob, let's take a quick detour into the... Do you have anything else to say about Hank Aaron?
You know what I was going to say? This is the other part that we can add to this right here. Is Chris, let's listen to... This is Milo Hamilton's call. Let's hear his call.
Sitting on 714. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. The fireworks are going. Henry Aaron is coming around third. His teammates are at home plate, and listen to this crowd. A sellout crowd is cheering. The home run king of all time, 7:15.
And Chris, let me tell you how impactful that call and that thing was. On my old show in Detroit, the Parker and the Man show with Mark Wilson, we used to use that for our official, it was the official Hank Aaron time check. Our show was from 7 to 11 o'clock. And at 7:15, we would play that every time. Because if you hear Milo Hamilton, he says, it's 7:15.
Every day?
Every day, Chris. At 7:15, we played that. And we would call it the official Hank Aaron time check. And again, I just can't believe 50 years have come and gone. I was 10 years old, I wore a baseball cap every day. I pretended like I was pitching as I walked down the street. I was one of those kids that was all the way. That's all I thought about. My friends used to say, you're going to marry a baseball, you know, because of how much I love the game. But that was one of those moments that I'll never forget. And I still believe it is the greatest home run in baseball history. Now, a lot of people believe it's the shot heard around the world with Bobby Thompson when the Giants beat the Dodgers. But, Chris, what was that, 1951, Chris, the Giants could never beat the Dodgers. And finally, Bobby Thompson hits this home run. And even the announcer, when he announces the home run, he doesn't even say the score of the game. It's just the Giants beat the Dodgers. You know, the Giants beat the Dodgers.
Well, if you just want to keep it to the sport, then you could say that. But if you want to look, if you look beyond sports and just the whole cultural,
right,
you know, relevance and national relevance, it's no question it's Hank Aaron.
I agree.
But I get it if people say it's just the game, because you're talking about an individual record versus a World Series championship.
To get into the World Series.
Pennant race.
Yeah, but do you remember Hank Aaron? I know you're a little younger than me.
Oh,
you were five, but you remember that?
Yeah. I mean, Hank Aaron was huge. I don't remember watching the game.
No. You were five.
I was five.
There's no way you're watching a baseball game at 5 years.
But I, you know, just the hubbub about Hank Aaron and breaking the record. I mean, he was, Rob, I mean, you talking about Muhammad Ali, Hank Aaron. I mean, they were maybe the two biggest African American athletes.
And Hank Aaron had a candy bar, wasn't it? O. Henry. He even had a candy bar. Yeah,
And that was a time too. I mean, baseball obviously was the national pastime, and it was much more popular. Right in the black community, it was as popular. Some places even more popular than basketball. And football. I mean, it was. I lived in a black area in Cincinnati, and baseball was
king,
huge. Yeah, it was. It didn't take a backseat to any of the other sports. So,
yep.
All right,
it's good to reflect, Chris. You know that it really is, and even the younger guys out there who are listening, younger listeners, it's good for you. You should, if you've never seen it, right, Chris? They should go take a look at it.
It's history.
It is. It really, 50 years ago today, go watch it. You'll get goosebumps. And take a look at his mom. And take a look. Try to find Craig Sager in the crowd. Because, Chris, he has a mop for hair. 1974. And guess what? His daughter, I spoke the other day in a class at USC. His daughter's taking up sports journalism at USC, Chris. She came over, introduced herself, gave me a number. And I need to show her a picture of me and Craig at a Tigers World Series together. And I still haven't found the picture, but yeah.
All right. Shekel City's next. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, and it's time, y'all, for Shekel City.
I'd like to see an upset in the men's college basketball, Chris, but I'm not putting my shekels there. I'm going to take UConn -7.5 in this game. I got UConn. That's my best bet. Couple baseball game. No NBA tonight. And you remember the old days. You remember this, Chris? This Monday used to be the greatest day in sports because it used to be opening day. The Reds would play the first game in Major League Baseball, and then we would have the college national championship
right
that night. That's all we had, those two games, opening day, right, the Reds, and then the national championship, nothing else for a long time. But for baseball, I got the Rangers -1.5 runs. They're hosting the Astros, Chris. Astros off to a bad start. 3-7.
They really are.
And also I got the Padres -1.5. They host the Cubs in San Diego. So UConn -7.5. I got the Padres -1.5 runs. And I got the Rangers -1.5 runs. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Rob, there was an interesting report came out last week about Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys. And the guy that said it was Sean Sharif, who is on 105.3 in Dallas radio, Rob. And he is on that show that interviews Jerry Jones every week during the football season.
Okay.
So for him to say it, and I'm not saying it came directly from Jerry Jones, but for him to say something like this, obviously he's got connections within the organization.
Right, he's not just fishing.
Right, so here's what he says.
I have heard from way too many people this offseason. Way too many. I'm talking about at least four different people that Micah has worn thin there.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know how much is true and how much it actually hurts. I don't know whether this is the behavior of a typical superstar. I don't know how damaging it is, but all I do know is this. I've heard from way too many people. If Micah Parsons was out of there, there'd be a decent amount of people inside the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco smiling or breathing a sigh of relief.
I'm sorry, Rob. I mean, I believe his report, but that is lunacy to me. That the Cowboys feel that way. Unless there is major stuff going on that we and others have no idea about. Because, Rob, as far as reports, and you remember when the Cowboys were winning Super Bowls and all the stuff that came out about Michael Irvin. I mean, he was in court, you know, the drugs, and it was crazy stuff going on. We remember all the Dez Bryant stuff that went on during his tenure there. Obviously, they had Terrell Owens. There have been no, like, what's Micah done? He's got his podcast, and, you know, we kind of disagree with that, but that's fine. I mean, he can do it. I just don't have a problem because he's a little bit young in his career to be doing it, but it's nothing wrong. Like, I haven't seen anything, character issues, you know, haven't seen reports about he's always late, he's not committed. You know, I haven't seen any of that. And so, Rob, to me, this is ridiculous for something like this to come out. I honestly think that this is a ploy from the Cowboys to try to get a little bit of leverage in contract negotiations with Micah, or at least let him know, hey, you know, put the little fear in him that, well, it's not guaranteed you're going to be a Cowboy and all that, because they have no other leverage. So I'm baffled by it, Rod, because he's clearly their best player. And without him, heck, Super Bowl, forget playoffs without Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I don't know what ploy it is. I don't think that they need to do that. And anyway, as you said, there's no no hard evidence anyways. So, you know, and it's unnamed.
Rob G, is there some, have you heard anything?
No, but like, I'm just saying, I don't think the Cowboys have to go to that. If he's one of their best players and they're going to win and they need that guy, all that talk, and why wouldn't you pay a guy to produce? Now, he's had games where he didn't show up in a playoff game or whatever. That should be a proof positive or evidence that we need better from you. The podcast is just is annoying. That's all it is.
Right, it's not.
It's not.
And if you got an issue with it, you could tell him.
You know, I mean, Jerry Jones, I guess it would be hard to tell him not to have one when the owner has a radio show. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, exactly. You can't have a podcast. Well, you can't have a radio show.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the issue. But, you know me, Chris, I'm all for people trying to expand their horizons, do different things, but don't forget that you're a player. That's why you're here. That's why you have your relevance, right? Your relevance is that you're a player. Like, there's time for all that. There really is.
Absolutely. And that's the reason I say it could be a ploy from the Cowboys, gamesmanship, if you will. It's because, Rob, they kind of did this with Dez Bryant when his contract, it was time for him to get a new one. And Dak Prescott when it was time for him. This seems to be a little bit of their MO. And to me, if that's the case, it's just one more example of the dysfunction in that franchise. All right, we got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.